Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock. Glad you were with us on this Wednesday evening. It's the eve of the second round of the state football playoffs as the it's the region semifinals. And a couple of games tomorrow night. There'll be three games tomorrow at 5 o'clock. True North will play Miami Edison 1A. That'll be at Tropical Park. Then tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Archbishop McCarthy. Norlin will play Archbishop McCarthy. Norlin was supposed to be the home team, but they wanted to play at night, and so they're giving the spotlight to both of those teams. And then at Trask Powell Stadium tomorrow evening, a really good matchup in 2A, a region semifinal. Miami's Booker T. Washington against Cardinal Gibbons of Fort Lauderdale, a program, both programs know their way to state, multiple state champions between the two of them. Head coach Matt DeBuck of Cardinal Gibbons is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on round one.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you having me on. Always, it's been a 9-year odyssey that I've been on. We've won 90 games in 9 years and three state championships. And unfortunately, a lot of people have, you know, counted us out this year and last year based on, you know, this transfer portal stuff. But the guys that we've had that have stayed loyal to the program and helped us get to the second round this year. And I think, you know, playing against Ice Harris is an honor. Guy's been great and just gives me an opportunity to put myself and our team against, you know, such a storied program that ICE has been around. So it's an honor to play Booker T. Washington.
This year has been a challenging schedule. I mean, you started out with Lake Mary, a team that a lot of people are talking about maybe winning the 7A. You had an opportunity also to play West Broward, a team that's still very much alive in the second round, district champion, Chaminade, Miramar as well. And then last week with a win over Carroll City, another program that's storied. Talk about this team. It's young in a lot of ways. You have a couple of veterans like your son, who has been a huge catalyst as far as his leadership and his productivity. Talk about this program.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Brian and Mario. Obviously, they've done a great job at West Broward, and that was my first loss in my career in 9 years to a public BCA school. So I want to make sure that, you know, you give props to the ones you beat. You give props to the ones that beat you. So, you know, they beat us on the last return on a kickoff that we had 565 yards of offense on, and we couldn't finish the game. But, you know, that's why you play the games. And kudos to them, and nothing but respect there. And you know, we've had our ups and downs this year, and won some we shouldn't have won, maybe, and won some that or lost some that we shouldn't have. And you know, I just think once again, you know, in the world of the transfer portal and kids moving around, you know, we're still going to hold our academics very high, and we're going to still do it the right way. And you know, God forbid that, you know, we're in the news for anything that's not illegal, I should say, and you know, you play the kids that you have, and you know, we get transfers just like everybody else, public, private, but you got to do your homework. Your athletic directors have to be on task, and you have to do it the right way, and you're seeing things, you know, just popping up all over, you know, and some of these great programs in Dade County are, you know, unfortunately, dealing with some of these problems, you just want to make sure that, you know, you have to do it the right way. And the state's on high alert, you know, and you have to make sure that you're doing things properly.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody always wants to kind of pick away at you in some way. Your offense, a junior, quarterback who's done a tremendous job this year, Jaden Torres. I know that he's been a catalyst, 23 touchdowns, has had well over 1,000 yards. But it's been your receiving core that's come up and done a tremendous job. Tyler Jackson, over 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. Your son Trent DeBuck, who's done a tremendous job as well, had a year of over 700 yards plus. Talk about that, because, you know, from last year, you lost some key players, you know, from last year's team, but you seem to kind of fill in offensively, especially with some firepower in your passing game.
Yeah, we went to work in January last year. Jaden was, you know, having to replace Mike Mertinger. Cody Connis came in, you know, should have been a Gibbons guy from day one, but that didn't happen. And then he came in January. Those two have a great relationship. Jaden has broken every passing record, and believe it or not, we put so many quarterbacks in college over the last few years, over my tenure of 9 years. And, you know, he got banged up last week. We'll see how he feels this week. But if Cody ends up playing, then and we have a lot of confidence in him. But, you know, Tyler Jackson was a great addition to our program. He broke every record. Troy Stellato, Trayvon Lee, guys that have, you know, been in our record books for some time. Trent came in and is over almost 60 catches for 800 yards, touchdowns. But it's been the air raid offense, you know. It's get the ball to those that can go score, make plays. And for the first time, you know, last year we had a lot of guys catching balls and falling down for whatever reason. This year we're finishing plays, and it's been really fun coaching these guys. We meet every morning at 7:15. We go out in the field. We watch film. It's fun. You know, when the kids are locked in, it's fun. So, you know, we have to play better on defense. That's kind of been our Achilles heel a little bit. Not for the lack of trying, but we got to be better tomorrow. Ice is going to have a good game plan, and we have to have to be better. And, you know, I've got a good coaching staff, and Dan Marguerite's on our staff, and, you know, reminds me all the time, hey, you know, let's run the ball, Pat Anderson and those guys, you know. But we've done it in the air, and we'll continue to do it in the air. That's kind of been always been my calling card. And if you like catching passes and you like throwing touchdowns, you know, Gibbons is a good place to be.
No doubt. Is it a 7 o'clock game tomorrow?
7 o'clock on a Thursday? At Trez.
And, 7 o'clock. And obviously, yeah, I was looking and said 7:30, so I figured that was but you never know what Max Preps comes up with. They have something different every time. Big game tomorrow night. If you're in the South Florida area and you're looking for something to do on a Thursday evening, two historic teams, as Matt DeBuck told you, Cardinal Gibbons has won multiple state titles over the last decade. Same thing holds true for Ice Harris and Booker T. Washington. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks so much for making time for us. And I know you're going to bed now.
No, I'm not going to bed. I'm still working on the play script. Hey, listen, I want to just give a shout out to Ice. He's done such a great job for so many years. It's an honor to go against a quality human being, quality coach that has done so much for high school football. So it's my pleasure, and I'll make sure I tell him that tomorrow in person.
And he said the same thing about you, so you're both on that same level. All right, Coach, don't work too hard tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Good stuff. Coach Matt DeBuck, Cardinal Gibbons head football coach, has done a tremendous job. Young team this year, a lot of holes to fill, but they're 7-4 and around in round two, which is obviously that's going to be important, especially going up against a team like Booker T. Washington, you know, who's 8-2 and has run the gauntlet just like Cardinal Gibbons has done as well.